This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So, Lee, I can't think of anything that'll make a person less popular than taking up for illegal immigrant terrorist gangsters. And I can't wait to see the stats for this month, because in February, the Democrats nationwide lost 300,000 registered voters. Yeah. But that was before all of this Trende Aragua stuff. So, I mean, I'm thinking they could do better than that. I mean, I'm thinking we're going to go full 400,000 at least.
I think let's go 500,000.
This is not the hill to die on, but they are.
Yeah.
They are. Here's Tom Homan on just some of the ridiculousness around this. Democrats arguing, oh, it's not fair to use a 200-year-old bill. We don't, you know, 200-year-old law, the Alien Enemies Act. It's 200 years. You hear 200 years, very antiquated. We can't be doing that. Here's Tom Homan, Trump's deportation czar's response to that.
You say to those who claim you're using a 200-year-old law to circumvent due process.
An old law? Not as old as the Constitution. We still pay attention to that, don't we?
But some would say this is...
How many more times do you plan on deporting El
Salvador? Homan is great.
He is. Here's some more Homan, by the way, his epic response to the judge. I couldn't believe this. Because I was on, you know, vacation. Oh my gosh, the judge ordering the plane turned around.
Yeah.
And the hilarious response from the president of El Salvador, too late. And he's laughing because they had already gotten their hands on the precious terrorists. And so they're going into this really, really, I mean, you want to use the word hellhole appropriately, hellhole of a prison. There's no human rights there. You're done. And who cares? They're not Americans. Yeah. We don't care. Drop them all off there.
Right. Yeah.
But, you know, I'm going to explain in a minute why Trump had to do this, okay? But here's Tom Homan first.
You're going to run out of money.
Now, this is a great interview on Fox News, and I'm sorry, that should set it up better. The host is saying, hey, listen, this is everything that's been thrown at you guys, the problems that you have with these deportations, why we just can't deport these Trende Aragua thugs. Here we go.
You're going to run out of money. It doesn't look like you're getting support from the Democrats on this. You're going against the judges now. What's next?
Another flight. Another flight every day. The teams are going to be out there every day. Every day, the men and women of ICE are going to be in the neighborhoods of this nation arresting criminal, illegal alien, public safety threats, and national security threats. Lawrence, you're not going to stop us. We made a promise to the American people. The President Trump has made a promise to the American people. We're going to make this country safe again. I wake up every morning loving my job because I work for the greatest president in the history of my life, and we're going to make this country safe again. I'm proud to be a part of this administration. We're not stopping. I don't care what the judges think. I don't care what the left thinks. We're coming.
It has to be that way. Yeah. It has to
talk
be
about
that
toxic
way.
Masculinity.
That's fantastic. I love it.
He's got a major dose of it, and that's great. I like it.
I do. Let's go back and remember who Trende Aragua is. Okay. And I got two headlines. If you want to see them, they're up on my X feed. We've covered this on the Battleground America podcast. The UK Daily Mail did the best job of anyone covering who Trende Aragua is. Nobody in our side was even asking, why are they violently taking over hotels and apartment complexes from the landlords? By the way, not just going on in Aurora. It's happening in El Paso, Texas. It's happening all throughout the country. What do they need them for? Well, what do they need them for? Their stock in trade is kidnapping underage girls, forcibly bringing them up here and selling them for sex. That is how they fund themselves. They also kidnap grown women too, and sometimes boys, and they sell them all. So this is not a kind of prostitution we've ever seen before. This is true human slavery. We don't have that in America. We have, God bless them, a lot of drug addicted women who make bad choices. Okay, it violates the law, but this is new. Okay, and the UK Daily Mail was there in El Paso when it took more than 100 officers from 12 different law enforcement agencies to go up against Trende Aragua and take a hotel back. The absolute horror of what they dragged out of those rooms. Girls, not women, girls. Boys, not men, boys who were being sold. And of course, women who had been kidnapped from their home countries and are being sold. This is what the Democrats are protecting. Understand this. This is a kind of barbarity we have not seen until now.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Okay. Before they sent the judges after Trump, by the way, if you want to read about all of that I just laid out for you, the prostitution of children out of these apartment complexes, the headline in the UK Daily Mail to Google is terrifying spread of bloodthirsty Venezuelan super gang Trende Aragua as they hit New American City. Their tentacles are only getting stronger and longer. Okay, but I've got the screenshots up on my X feed. Just scroll down. You can go find it. Look the articles up yourself. Okay, the second one, headline. Bombshell documents reveal Aurora, Colorado officials admitted Trende Aragua gang had complete control of apartments despite public denials. This was all the way up to the governor. They lied. They knew because they had been briefed by the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security that Trende Aragua was selling these girls, that they had control of the apartments, and they lied to cover for them. Let that sink in. Now that we know who they are, okay, what is Trump's problem here? The problem is that the wait for deportation hearings, Lee, is 10 years long.
Yeah.
We do not have 10 years to wait so they can take over entire cities and sell little girls. We don't have that kind of time. The Democrats know that Trende Aragua brings them their future voters, very damaged though they may be, which is perfect for the Democrats. A very damaged voters are going to need all kinds of services. It's great. It's fantastic. They love this kind of stuff. They're evil. The Democrats are just stone cold evil. I mean, if this doesn't show you, I don't know what does. So we don't have 10 years to play games with these people. okay? Because we might have a Democrat administration then, and they're not going to pick them up when they're deported, you know, and send them out the door. So Trump cannot allow these gangsters to be put in that deportation system because they will be released by these judges and have free reign, do whatever the hell they want. He can't. He has to remove them. And Lee, it's not even good enough to fly him back to Venezuela because they'll be back. Yeah. He's afraid. That's how dangerous these people are. So that's why he sent him to El Salvador, a place he can lock them up without the Democrats and their judges interfering. That's the stakes here. But wait, it gets worse. And folks on our side need to, if you want this, go get it off my ex feed. Start talking about this because this is the key to everything, okay? Who these Tren de Aragua gang members are. You know, Maduro, the thug dictator of Venezuela, gave a speech. And the speech is up there. And I sat with my daughter who speaks fluent Spanish. And we went through every word of it so that I can verify for you, he absolutely said what the Chiron says he said. He gave a speech, this was 3 weeks ago now, telling Trump, listen, the FBI and the DEA of the United States of America exported, financed, and moved Tren de Aragua into America. He says, you have the documents. They ran them through Colombia. They were deliberately imported by the Biden administration. Let that sink in. Now, he's Maduro, right? So is he lying? No. He's saying to Trump, I didn't want to send them. They made me do it. They made me release. Remember, they were releasing them from the prisons. They were in the prisons. We knew that. UK Daily Mail covered that. And they would announce, hey, we're releasing them. Here they go. Oh, look, there they go. He's saying, listen, Biden made me do that. I had them under control. Now, the guy's a thug and a liar. Who knows if it's true? But what I'm saying is the Trump people need to check those documents because he told them where to go to find it out. He said the Biden administration pressured him to release the Tren de Aragua gang and the FBI financed it and helped move him into the country via Colombia.
Now, you said he was a liar. Are you talking about Biden or Maduro?
Hard to say.
That's exactly right.
Why do the Democrats want Tren de Aragua badly enough to lie to cover up for their presence in Aurora? They covered up for them as they're selling little girls out of confiscated apartment buildings. Why would they move them here? What do they want? What is this war really? Because it's a war. This is a war between Tren de Aragua and the Democrats and us. And Maduro's somewhere in there. I can't figure out what side he's on. Why are the Democrats desperate to keep Tren de Aragua? Once you understand how they operated in Venezuela, it'll make sense. I'm going to explain it all next. What the real fight is here. And it's not even what it looks like. And this is why Trump is so desperate to get them out of the country. He is defying judges' orders. And he must continue. He must.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.